You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We are eagerly anticipating our next guest. I say that because it's been a very long time since Eli Gold joined this program. There's the headline. He's coming back to what he has done for so many years and done it so wonderfully, and Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide for more than 30 years, missed last season due to illness, but he's back. And Eli, I think I speak for everyone who loves college football. We are thrilled that you are doing better. Good afternoon, and how are you?
I am well, Paul. Thank you. And I'm thrilled again that I'm coming back as well. It's been a long year and a half. I don't mind telling you. It's been a long year and a half. But I beat cancer, I got the all clear, and I'm looking forward to the start of the season.
And Eli, I don't want to go that far back, but I do think for some in the audience, I would like to go back because everything was moving along well, and then suddenly it wasn't, and it was a long, drawn-out process, and I know you probably don't even want to think about it anymore, but for those who are going through difficult times, what happened and how did you get through it?
Well, Paul, what happened was I went to bed one night, walked into the bedroom, got into bed, woke up the next morning, and my legs didn't work. My legs had stopped working for whatever reason in the overnight hours. Then we started doing all these tests. Did I have a stroke? Well, no, I did not have a stroke. Did I have cancer? Well, the tests were negative for cancer. They tested everything. It turned out that the medicine they were giving me to get my legs working again, that medicine and all the steroids, they were masking what was really wrong with me, which was indeed cancer. They finally did, I guess, about in December, this past December, after going through 6 or 7 months of not knowing what the heck it was, this past December, I got a terrible case of hiccups. And it's not one hiccup, and then 20 seconds later, another hiccup. They were one after the next, after the next, after the next. I couldn't even catch my breath. They did tests for that, and they found out that I had large cell type B lymphoma and that there was a cancerous growth in my esophagus. And that was Christmas Eve. That was Christmas Eve of last year. And then New Year's Eve, what is that, 8, 9 days later, I took my first round of chemotherapy, and thank the good Lord, I am healthy now. I have been given the all clear, and I'm looking forward to the start of the season.
Eli Gold with us. Eli, there was a stretch there where literally no one on this side had any idea what was going on with you, and I realize you didn't either at times.
Exactly.
How difficult was that really to be on the dark side of the moon from so many people that love you and care about you? And I realize you had to take care of yourself, but it was a very unusual time for everyone who loves Eli Gold.
It was very unusual. I didn't know. Again, I told somebody the other day, Paul, I said, they told me that I had cancer, and I felt relieved. If you can understand, because we finally knew what we were treating, how to proceed. Otherwise, 7 months worth of not knowing. But meanwhile, the cancer was growing inside of me. It went from stage one to stage two to stage three before I finally was diagnosed. And we had great doctors. I mean, it was not due to the lack of any care. I had good insurance, great doctors. We just couldn't figure out what the heck was going on. So, it was tough, and I didn't want to... I kind of hid from my friends. I just didn't want to... I didn't want to do too much. I didn't want to bother people. And my wife, Claudette, finally said, "Hey, your friends care. They want to know what's going on." And then finally, I bit by bit opened up to some of my close friends, and we proceeded on. And then I did an 18-week regimen of chemotherapy, which is not easy. And then I rang the bell. I was cured, and I guess God has some great plans, I hope, for me in the future.
Obviously, you got daughter and family, and those are the most important people. But it doesn't sound important, but it is. I mean, you're the voice of the tide for many Alabama fans.
Yeah.
You are all they've ever known, and you missed a season. And it was felt everywhere I went, my trips to Alabama and elsewhere. People were asking about you, and when we heard you were coming back, I know it was a relief to you, but it was. I hope you understand how important it was to so many other people.
I do, Paul. I have gotten, I don't know, hundreds if not thousands of letters that were sent to our different radio stations on our network, and they forwarded them to me. Everything was, you realize a lot of things. And I'll tell you, I was in different hospitals for a total of 240 days. Now stop to think about that. 240 some odd days I was in hospitals. And then I'm lying there in bed, and they finally found out what was wrong with me, and we started the cancer treatment. But I'm sitting there in the hospital, and they were literally dripping, poison into my veins. That's what, that's what that medicine is. It's a poison to kill the cancer. And there were two things that kept me fighting. And I use the word fighting correctly here because I was fighting for my family. My daughter is getting married in 2024, next calendar year. I wanted to be here to walk her down the aisle. And, of course, my wife, who has just been absolutely spectacular in helping me and being a caregiver in all of this. But I was also fighting for my Bama family, my desire to get back into the booth and reconnect with the Alabama fans. And those two things kept me going. And then I started, and here's another one of these things that you learn. I don't know if you've ever been hospitalized extensively, and I pray you haven't, but I was lying in bed. This is a true story. I'm lying in bed, and I'm staring at the ceiling. And I start thinking about the people who have been supporting me, not just family and friends, but people that I don't know, people who had cancer, people who had family members with cancer survivors, all sorts of people like that. And I realized at that point that when I get back on the air, and I said, I am going to get back on the air. I said, when I get back on the air, I am going to be broadcasting not only for our wonderful Alabama fans, but I'm going to be broadcasting for the millions of people who are, I guess, right now going through exactly what I did, the families who have been touched you know, by this awful disease. You know, I'm going to be doing those broadcasts with them in my mind. And as long as I can draw a breath, I'm going to work to support and honor the people who have had to deal with cancer and other terrible diseases. It's not limited, but in my case, it is cancer. But I am going to be honoring and supporting them when I say good afternoon or good evening or whatever it is from wherever I am. I'm going to be doing this for people who have had friends, family, who have dealt with this and unfortunately lost family members to this. I realized that day lying in the hospital bed that this is a whole lot bigger than just my family and just getting back to the ball games, although that was huge. But I realize that there are tons of folks who have been so kind to welcome the Tide and myself into their homes for 35 years worth of game days. I was going and am going to be broadcasting on their behalf as well.
Chatting with Eli Gold, who's telling us his remarkable story. Eli, as you're getting better, certainly your goal is to get back into the booth, but it's
yes,
not
sir.
As easy as it sounds. How have you been able to determine when and where and how you would be ready to do it?
Well, I guess it's the simple answer is you just know. I know that I have the stamina. I know I have built up, you know, that, as we would say in our business, the air, you know, the air that you have, you know, through your diaphragm and up into your lungs. You don't just show up, sit down for 8 hours and talk. You've got to be, you know, physically prepared. And I have been doing that. I've been doing a lot of talking, as you can tell by these last dozen or so minutes. I've been doing a lot of talking. I am memorizing, you know, making sure that the brain is still sharp, which it is. You know, the bottom line here, Paul, as much as I want to do this, I was never going to embarrass myself, let alone the University of Alabama, which I love dearly. But I was never going to embarrass myself by going on the air and not being prepared. You know, if I couldn't do it, I would have gotten with my boss and with our athletic director and said, hey, you know, I can't do it. It's just not going to happen. But that wasn't the case. I knew, and I have been working hard, memorizing rosters, going, I've been watching tapes over the last number of months of Bama games from last year, because I didn't see every play of every game last year. So I've been going back, watching those tapes, doing play-by-play to myself. So, you know, I've been working hard to get ready. But I promise you, if I were not ready, if I felt that I was lacking, I would speak up. I would tell that to my bosses, because I would never, ever give the university or and particularly the fans anything less than they deserve.
Well, Eli, we're 5 weeks from the opening game, and I'm just an observer here, but you sound absolutely unbelievable. I don't want to speak for anyone
other than
myself, but we're all so thrilled. And even more than getting back, to me, the inspiration that so many people listening who are going through this, and we all have had family members going through similar things or easier or far worse, that to me is what this story is all about.
Yeah, you know, it really is. And, you know, you're married to a doctor. I'm sure she has been impacted by people that she knows and have treated over the years with all sorts of terrible diseases. I'm lying there. It's amazing. It really is. I was lying there, like I said, and these thoughts start going through your mind that there's more to this than just Eli. There's more to this than just Alabama, more to this than just my daughter's wedding in 2024. I have a platform that will allow me to do the best job I can, and in on behalf of people who have, you know, been working so hard to beat this disease or whatever they might be, you know, whatever kind of disease they might have. I realized, although I knew that people listened and what we say is important to the listeners, but this just really hit me hard. And you know what it is, too, Paul? I think the fact is, thank the good Lord, we'd been healthy. Our family, the Gold family, has been healthy. I mean, I had my tonsils out when I was 5 years old. You know, that's the extent of it. And here now, all of a sudden, you know, I'm facing a life-altering situation. And it's very humbling. And that's when I started thinking about more than just old Eli, but, you know, people like myself who are dealing with this. And I met so many people in the hospital, you know, who listened, and we thank you. And it just impacted me far more than I expected it would.
Eli, thank you again for sharing the story, and we can't wait to see you very, very soon.
Well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it, and all the best to you. And again, Jimmy Valvano said it initially. I say it as well. If you have a disease, you have cancer, don't give up. Don't ever give up. The progress that the medical world has made is spectacular. Don't give up. And just know that Eli and the Crimson Tide family is pulling for you, whomever you are, wherever you are, and whatever your battle might be.
Thank you, Eli. Eli Gold joining us. And what an incredible, inspirational story. And thankfully, he will be back in the booth in a couple of weeks. We'll leave it there. Quick break. Back with your reaction after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We had a media days and the players didn't show up. Well, that's happening tomorrow. Northwestern under continued attack. The players said they will not go to media days. Can hardly blame them. John U. Bacon on that and more next hour. Well, we will, again, appreciate Eli Gold for doing something, it's very difficult to talk about something as personal as a battle with cancer. And I thought he sounded fantastic. Just amazing how well he sounded as the season is upon us. Let's check in with Will in Nashville. Hello, Will.
Hey, pal. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm a Tennessee alumnus from a few years back, so needless to say, last year was pretty sweet, especially the Alabama game. But I wanted to ask you, I seem to notice a human element in Nick Saban last year. He seemed different, like smile more, was more upbeat, sort of praised his players more, like he actually hugged a few, you know, which I've not seen that much before. It just seemed real different for him. And I wanted you to comment on that. And I figure he's shooting for a – if he doesn't get a national champ, either way, I figure he's retiring after this next year. Definitely if he gets a national championship, he's gone. But you can comment, but I see a different Nick Saban.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, I think it's possible that you're right. I think you reach a point in your life when – I mean, listen, we talk about Nick Saban's career like he doesn't know what he's done, and – you probably, you know, maybe for a moment, not long, but for a moment, appreciate the accomplishments. And I think that's probably where he is in his career. And, yeah, I think 10 years ago, he probably couldn't have told you how many national championships he's won. He wouldn't think about it. I mean, that's just the way he was. And I don't think he thinks about it much, but – yeah, I mean, he had a special group last year. I mean, you can go your whole career and not have the best offensive and the best defensive player. I think he knew how special it was. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. And Jay is up next. Jay, go right ahead.
Roll Tide, Paul.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want you to know, Paul, how much I really enjoy your show, and I look forward to watching it every day.
Thank you.
And I'd like to congratulate Eli Gold on defeating cancer and ringing that bell. That's awesome. Paul, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer exactly 1 year ago, and I've been fighting it. And I mean, I wasn't even planning on saying anything like that until I heard Eli. But I mean, I was damn near on my deathbed whenever they diagnosed me. But I've been fighting it. And just like Eli said, to anybody out there that's going through it, don't give up. Keep fighting.
Well said, and I'm so glad to hear from you on that. You be well. You take care of yourself. Jason is up next. Hello, Jason.
Jason, hey, hello, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I just want to reinforce what Eli said. I've been through it personally and family members, but that conversation you had, best you've ever had. I've listened to you since you were back in Birmingham, and a lot of times you have to, you know, rebuttal these people, but your ability to listen to what he had to say, and we all got to hear it. Hats off to you and to Eli, you know, hero to all of us. I was talking to Johnny Musso this past weekend at a wedding down in Jackson. Been in touch with him you know, to make sure he's doing better. Can't wait to hear him. Can't wait to hear touchdown in Alabama. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much, Jason. I appreciate you sharing that. We'll take a break here. A lot of reaction to the Eli Gold conversation, understandably. And we will be back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good!
saved. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Welcome back. We continue. Great conversation with Eli Gold. Let's go back to the phones. And Jeff is calling from Spain. Jeff, good evening.
Good evening to you. Listen, it was so great to hear from Eli. What a legend. I have the utmost respect from him, but I'm really excited to have him back for another great football season. And I have a little story to share. I just turned 60. I'm a Tennessee alum. I've been a volunteer since 1973, if memory serves me correct. I actually was able to vote for Condridge Holloway for Heisman way back when. But it took 25 years of excitement, anticipation, disappointment, and patience to finally win a national championship in 98. And since then, my best friend and I, his name's also Jeff, along with a few other good friends from time to time, have been going to a traditional rivalry game for the last 24 years. And in about a month, we'll be in Dublin, Ireland for year 25 to kick off this season with Navy Notre Dame.
Oh, wow.
So it's been an amazing adventure, tremendous games, lots of stories, and I'll be happy to share.
I say this jokingly. We always, when we're trying to decide which games to go to, we say, is that a drive or a fly? Is that a drive or a fly from Spain to Ireland?
No, it'll be a fly. It'll be a fly. We actually have
maybe a boat ride.
Lived over here. My wife and I have lived over here since January. We have a retirement visa, and we love living in Spain. But we're going to go to Iceland and Isle of Man, and then over to Belfast, and then Dublin for the game, and meet two of our friends and their wives for football.
Wow. Danny, one of our producers, just got back from Ireland, and. I've always wanted to go to Reykjavik. I don't know why. That always sounds really cool. But let me.
Yeah, we're going to actually do that. We're doing this this kind of crazy excursion where we will be in dry suits in 0 Celsius, swimming between the tectonic plates
of
America and Europe. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, that is fantastic. Please let us know how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. But I got a couple stories about Harvard, Yale, or Pitt, West Virginia, et cetera, which has been some tremendous games for 25 years, and we're really proud to have been able to accomplish it.
That is such a great story to see a different game every year. Hey, well, thanks for checking in with us late at night from Spain. We go from Spain to Shelby, Alabama.
What do you do, Spain? Who cares? Really? Spain.
Once again in a very good mood, Larry.
I am, but he spent all that time on this guy from Spain, and he stayed up drinking beer probably all night just to call you. I don't know. I guess he's all right. I couldn't tell much about it. They play football over there.
Well, Larry, I don't know how to break this to you, but you know, he's an American in Spain. I guess if you're not in Alabama, you don't count, do you?
I guess I don't know. I'm just kind of breaking back in, trying to figure out why we ain't been in Atlanta for the SEC or Birmingham. But what are we at in Nashville? I don't understand all that. I ain't understand none of this. But I know one thing, you all here and I hear you yakking about Bama. I hear you talking about these, Daryl, about these living all Americans. So what? I don't make you nothing. And I'll tell you this much, with the more they play and the schedule, but who are they playing? Two teams, that stuff. My God, isn't that something, Paul? I'm going to tell you one thing. My buddy, Bobby Brown, my Auburn buddy, this new one, wore out. That's what their ass is going to be when we get through with them. And we are going to roll, Paul. You know what? I'm feeling so damn good for the Tide. I am, man. And I can't wait to just to trash their old ass. I want to kick him to the curb, son, like all the rest of these yakky dogs, you know? I'm just sick and tired of hearing them, dog bama, dog bama. And that's all they do. They want to just dog us. And we're going to be good. I'm telling you, Bomb, go ahead and get out the trophy and bring it on, because it's going to be ours.
What trophy are you talking about? We talking about the Citrus Bowl trophy here, Larry?
Hey, we kicked Kansas State's ass, didn't we? We finished out the season. There ain't going to be no Citrus Bowl. We're going to go in there and we're going to whoop anybody.
Larry,
you played in the
warm-up game for the Nash for the semifinals. You were like the 11 o'clock game that day.
You were
the 11 o'clock JP game, Larry. Come on, get over it.
All you like to do is go in the past because you know the future is ass-kicking. You know you better go ahead and get your best shots in now. That's what you know, Paul.
Larry, I realize you were drunk and don't remember a year ago today, but you were telling me the same thing.
That's a lie. We went in the damn bowl game in the Sugar Bowl and whooped ass. We handed Kansas State their ass.
Who cares?
And if it hadn't been losing our two best receivers, we'd have whooped Georgia's ass again. You know, we the only team to beat
okay,
them.
Okay, so Larry, we just decided to go back to 2021. We're still litigating the national championship game.
They're going back, Jack, like you always do. You want to go back?
No, Larry, I don't go back anywhere. What I do here is tell the truth. We're truth tellers. We're not.
this is your
destination point for the truth.
No, you ain't seen a truth but slapped you upside your head. You ain't know no truth. You big-eared baldy. You don't know no truth, Paul Feinbaum. Come on. Hey, and Dale, we coming for that ass, you and your 11, whatever they call
Larry,
them.
Larry, what I don't want, what I don't want you to be is heartbroken this year.
I ain't going to be.
Larry, answer me this. Do you have a quarterback, okay?
Yes, we got one.
Would you mind sharing with the audience his name?
No, because Saban and put out the word to all us big-time fans. Hey, y'all, lay low. Don't give them nothing. Lay low. So that's what I'm doing. I'll make you guess.
Well, you know, Kirby Smart not hiding who his quarterback is. We all know it. Brian Kelly brought his quarterback to media days. Sam Pittman brought his quarterback to media days. Shane Beamer brought his quarterback to media days. Your coach talked about three quarterbacks at media days. Josh Heupel brought his quarterback.
I didn't back do out there in California, Paul. Woo! Got his ass kicked. Yes, sir. By Alabama quarterback. Talk to me. Can you talk to me? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I can talk to you, Larry. Phone call's over. We're coming right back with more after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We're back, and Nathan is up next. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon.
First-time caller here, Paul. I just wanted to say that, first off, congratulations to Eli, and just want to go ahead, Paul, and let you know that this is the calm before the storm, and the storm is Bama. You understand? Eli's back, and Saban's being underestimated, Paul, and I'm tired of it. By God, I'm tired of it. I want to know the last time Saban lost two home games. Let me know, Paul.
Well, I'd have to – I don't know if – probably 2007.
Yeah, exactly, Paul. It doesn't happen. First year, Paul. We don't do that no more, Paul. I just want to let you know that Bama might as well be the national champions right now. I mean, it might as well be wrote in stone. Bama is the national champion. And let them Georgia Bulldogs and Kirby Smart know that we're coming. What kind of grasshopper is better than the Masters, Paul? Come on.
Thank you very much. That was enlightening. Dan in Nashville. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, first off, I just want to say congrats to Eli Gold. I wanted to address some comments you made yesterday regarding SEC Media Days and the people voting for Vanderbilt to eight people voted them to win the SEC East.
Right.
And five. Sorry?
So you're asking, Dan, you're talking about what I said yesterday?
Yes, sir. So okay. I just got to say I disagree that if you vote for a team and the SEC deems you qualified to vote in that media days, you ought to be able to have the right to vote for whoever you wish. You know, like,
well,
where
Dan,
do you draw the line?
Allow me to make it clear to you this. I would never dispute somebody's right to vote if they have the right. My question was, why? How did they get the right to vote? I was simply saying that some of, you know, if you're not situationally aware enough to understand the SEC and you vote Vanderbilt to win or either to win it overall or to win the division over Georgia, then you are completely clueless in college football. I mean, it's not like that was a close call. That's a billion to one shot. And I'm all for freedom of expression until you abuse it. And to me, somebody who did that did it to mock the system. And that's all I was trying to say.
And I understand that Vanderbilt for sure is a long shot. But again, where do you draw the line? Like, if they had said that about Texas A&M,
if you had said a number of schools, but and I don't want anybody to think I'm dissing Vanderbilt. I'm not. They have no chance to win the SEC. So,
I mean, I understand you with the Tennessee.
What you're doing
you got
there,
a little bias against Vanderbilt.
What you're doing there is simply saying I don't really care about this. I'm gonna make a joke out of it, and that's what I object to. I object to something that we pay serious attention to being turned into a mockery, and that's exactly what happened. But nobody's listening to me, I can assure you of that. Glenn is up next in Alabama. Hello, Glenn. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
Great. Hey, it's great to know that Eli Gold's back. He's been in my prayers. And I've prayed about him and his family, and I'm sure a lot of Alabama fans have prayed for him. And that just tells you the power of prayer. God is still with us. And listening to Nathan, he gets me fired up. I like the confidence he's having. The quote this year is, Bama's back.
That is that's become an epidemic. How many times have we heard that? That's fat. That's great to hear. Gene is up next in Georgia. Hey, Gene.
Hey, well, I don't think Alabama's back, really. They'll have to prove it to me first. But I just thought this was a talk about sports instead about all these guys in Alabama whining and crying. They won't talk about yesterday. Yesterday's gone. They ain't coming back. But that's all I had to say, you know. I think Georgia will win the third one. I really do. Have a great day.
Well, thank you. You too. You be well. You take care of yourself. Myth is up next. Hey, Myth.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, I just, listen to the guy there from Alabama. My dad, he died of cancer. My uncle's got cancer now. So, yeah, I feel for him, and I'm glad he's having a comeback. I got two things, and I'm going to get off from here. Hadn't talked to you lately. I missed you a couple of times. There's been a couple of guys on, not you. But let's talk about them horses from UK. You know, that global that just came in, D-Wags, Edward Shepherd, Adu, you know, you got Trey Mitchell, you got, you got Reeves coming back. You think UK coming back this next year? I know it's football season, Paul, but do you think UK might have some horses?
Well, I mean, I do. I think they have a chance to really make a lot of noise. Hey, thank you for the call. We're up against a break. We're coming back. John Bacon will join us next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.